Penguin Audio presents Green Rider by Kristen Britton. Read by Ellen Archer. Gray One. The granite was cold and rough against the gray-cloaked man's palms. It was good, solid granite, from the bones of the earth itself. He traced barely perceptible seams between the huge blocks of the wall. It was the seams, he believed, that held the key. The key to the wall's destruction. The wall towered above him to some unknown height. It was many feet thick, and it followed Sakaridia's southern border for hundreds of miles, from the East Sea to Ulam Bay in the west. It protected Sakaridia and the rest of the lands from Canmaran Vane, known in the common tongue as Black Veil Forest. The wall had endured for 1,000 years. It had been built after the Long War at the turn of the First Age. For 1,000 years, the denizens of the Dark Forest had grown restless, had festered, trapped behind the wall. Now the Grey One must call on them and end their exile. He would bring these nightmares back into the daylit world. He would bring them slowly, slowly at first. The wall was bound with such deep magic that it prickled his hands. The magic was ancient and powerful, even for the works of those long-ago humans. Today humans understood none of it. They knew little of what their ancestors had been capable of, nor did they know what they, the citizens of present-day Sakaridia, were still capable of. A good thing. He brushed the layers of magic with his mind. Magic had been melded into each block of granite from the moment it was quarried, through its cutting, finishing, and placement. The mortar had been inlaid with strengthening spells not only to ensure that the wall stood for all time, but to prevent magic from breaking it. Oh, the spell songs the stonecutters must have sung as they hammered drills into the rock and refined the mortar mixture. The wall was magnificent, really. A great accomplishment that had taken generations of humans to complete. A pity it must be destroyed. The Grey One smiled beneath the shadows of his hood. He would return the world to a state it hadn't known since before the Long War, far beyond the First Age. A time lost to memory. A time when humans lived in primitive bands that stalked herd beasts and game. There had been no kings back then, no countries, no organized religions, just superstition and darkness. During the Black Ages, as that long-ago time was now called, they had had a better understanding of magic than they did today. The Grey One looked up. The pink clouds of dawn were fading, and the birds squabbled in the trees. His collaborators would be growing impatient for his return. He supposed they had every right to be impatient. They were mortal. He closed his eyes and shielded himself. He began to follow songs of quarrymen and stonecutters, wrought in a tongue modern Sakaridians would not recognize. The music sprang from the earth's bones. It wove strands of resistance, barriers, and containment. The echoes of hammers wielded by stonecutters centuries ago clamored in the Grey One's head. The blows jarred him, rang deep in his mind. He gritted his teeth against the pain and probed deeper. Men and women sang in unison. Their song intensified as his thoughts rippled along the seams. He caught the harmony of their ancient voices, allowed the cadence of the hammers to invade his mind, and he sang with them. His body swayed to the rhythm and dripped with perspiration. But his body was a distant thing now, an afterthought, for his mind was deep within the granite. He flowed within the pink feldspar and crystalline quartz, within the pepper flecks of hornblende. He felt powerful enough to withstand the ages, untouched by the weathering forces of nature. He could endure anything, but he must surpass this power. He must become stronger than even the granite to break the wall. His voice found its own harmony running counter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?